to 141. Get better merchandise at better prices at Suburban Leisure Center. Online at suburbanleisurecenter.com.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. So call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. How much can you save? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $35,000? So don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 888-98-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 888-98-STEEL. That's 888-98-STEEL. Call today and save thousands. 888-98-STEEL. That's 888-987-8335.
Aaron and Anna here. We're the third generation of Seattle Sutton's Healthy Eating, a family-owned company. Seattle Sutton's Healthy Eating is not just another weight loss program. We deliver freshly prepared, portion-controlled meals that even include fresh fruits and vegetables. We do all the work for you. 21 meals for the week that include breakfast, lunch, and dinner delivered to your door. All of our meals are sodium-restricted, low-cholesterol, and low-fat. It's a weekly program with no contracts to sign or counseling to attend. Whether it's weight loss, heart disease, diabetes, or perhaps convenience for an elderly loved one, Seattle Sutton's Healthy Eating is your answer. Delivery available nationwide. Lose weight and feel great. Make this your year. Start Seattle Sutton's today. It's your life, your health. Take control. Call us now at 800-442-DIET. That's 800-442-3438. Or visit SeattleSutton.com.
Bev Randles, conservative outsider for Missouri Lieutenant Governor.
I'm Bev Randles, and I believe that in order to change our government, we must change those we elect to office. I've never run for public office before, but I am a proven and committed conservative.
As chairman of the fiscally conservative Missouri Club for Growth, Bev Randles took on Governor Jay Nixon twice and won. In fact, Bev led the successful effort to cut our state income taxes for the first time in 93 years.
Growing up on a farm in southeast Missouri taught me the values of life, liberty, and a good education. I'm pro-life, I support the Second Amendment, and I strongly oppose one-size-fits-all education standards like Common Core.
And Bev Randles will fight to pass a right-to-work law, giving workers the freedom to choose whether or not to join a union. It's time for some fresh leadership in Missouri. Electing a conservative outsider like Bev Randles, Lieutenant Governor, would be a good start. Paid for by Missourians for Randles.
This is Larry Connors, and I think I drove by your house the other day. It looks great, but I noticed you might have some shingles missing and maybe some other roof damage. Take a moment to call my friend, John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Take care of it before everyone else starts calling, before the thunderstorms start pounding us. That way, next time I drive by, I won't have to worry. I'll know your home is protected. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Vincent Mortgage is more than just a mortgage company. We work hard to support our community by helping families find their dream home, consolidate their debt, or upgrade their existing homes. Find us on Facebook, download our app, or visit VincentMortgage.com for great information on how to reach all your family's financial goals. Vincent Mortgage, 314-839-9999.
Come visit us at 12801 Flushing Meadows Drive, St. Louis, Missouri, 63131. NMLS number 225095.
So you're about to start tackling that home remodeling job when you suddenly realize you're way over your head. You need to call St. Louis-owned Handyman Connection at 636-305-7300. Handyman Connection can perform just about any home improvement job you may have and get it done in a quick, professional manner. They have workman's comp coverage, their work comes with a one-year warranty, and they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Call 636-305-7300 or Google Handyman Connection and get the job done right.
Fly over the rainbow for this all-time American classic, The Wizard of Oz. Renaissance at the Muni now through June 22nd, presented by Emerson. Tickets available at muni.org or at the Muni box office.
The Muni in Forest Park.
Is running your own business running you ragged? GoDaddy can help with website design, online marketing tools, and 24/7 expert advice. Go you, GoDaddy.
I'm Jim.
I'm John. It's the Inside Out Show.
John Shea and Jim McMillan will not be in the studio this Saturday.
We're off instead of being on?
They'll be live on the air from 11 to 1 at Kitchenland, 201 West High Street in Edwardsville.
So we are on the air.
Stop by and see how Kitchenland can create the kitchen of your dreams. Kitchenland is a fourth-generation family business with an A-plus rating with a Better Business Bureau. Join the Inside Out Show on location this Saturday at Kitchenland.
Stop by and say hi to Jim and I.
For more, go to kitchen-land.com.
Pinions Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share.
Listen, we know. We're late. Sorry.
Underwear. Frank Opinions.
That's all.
On the air.
We talk too much.
So join his partners and him.
There's no fun left on
FM. Oh, we're full of chat. And we're full of chit. And we think you'll get lots of
edible panties.
Come in. So can you send up? We're about to get Pinions Playhouse on the air.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the June 20th edition of Pinions Playhouse, brought to you by Matheny Heating and Cooling. You don't need the heating part of your heating and cooling system right now, but boy, do you need the cooling part. If it's not working right, not working at all, Matheny, that's the name you need. And a couple times a year, if you wanted to check on it and make sure it's ready for the upcoming season, they can do that too. It's called maintenance, and it's not a bad idea. We'll talk about Matheny and why, if you use them once, they will be your heating and cooling company. But first, all right, let's see who's on the control board today. You never know. Why, look, it's Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stiefel Nicholas, which is a member of the SIPC and NYSE. And if you are getting ready to retire, it would be a good time to call Mark and Jason, and they can go over what to do with the money in your employer plan. For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello to the chicks.
Dan Levi Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouth. Dan, how's it going?
It's going great, and happy summer solstice to everyone.
You betcha. Tonight's the night everybody goes crazy. Remember that story? Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven. And Rat Boy is so happy with me. I'm watching what I eat, and I made sure when I went to the vending machine, what I had was only 100 calories, and it was peanut butter. But what kind of cracker was it?
Cheese.
That's right, cheese crackers. Rat Boy loved it when I do that. Give it up, if you would, please, for Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra. Thank you. Thank you so much. One of the lovely young ladies in our, I don't know if she's in the weather center or the traffic center, was complaining about the temperature in here earlier.
Yes.
She's in here. Wait, she's back in here again. What was your complaint?
It's hot in here. Yeah, maybe it's hot.
Yeah, I am. Maybe it's you. Maybe it has nothing to do with, you know.
Yep.
Ooh. Yeah. Did you see her?
Yeah.
She's new. I hired
her. She's nude.
Nude,
yeah.
No, she's new.
What?
Oh, new.
I hired her.
Oh. Yeah. What's her name?
I don't know.
Oh.
I didn't ask her. I just said you're hired. I don't need to know her name. Matheny Heating and Cooling. Like, I don't know if you have a heating and cooling company, if you're listing that you use that's not Matheny. If you do, knock it off. You're AM and the PM, for goodness sakes. What are you doing? What are you doing having somebody else work on your heating and cooling system? We stick together. We're like a gang, but a good gang. We don't kill people, and we don't bully people or beat them up. We share knowledge about great advertisers, and we stick together. See, we all stick together. That's what keeps the show on the air. So if you've been using another heating and cooling company, start using Matheny. And if the old people call you and go, hey, normally you have us come out, and you go, you know what, I'm sorry, but I just remembered I'm AM and the PM. I can't use you. I'm using Matheny. Goodbye. And you hang up, and that's it. That's the end of it. And you'll be glad you did. They service any business or residence in St. Louis County or St. Charles County, and if you live in either one of those, any part of any one, either one of those, they'd be happy to be your heating and cooling company, and you'll be happy to have them. And again, business or residence, large or small, nobody's too big or too small. Your system is not too old. It's not going to be the wrong brand, because there is no wrong brand. They work on every brand. Their technicians are trained to work on every model, make, brand, type, size. And if it's time for a new system, I can't think of anybody more qualified to put in that new system than Matheny. 74 I think it is, years in business. It doesn't, you know what, it doesn't matter. Let's put it this way, three generations, they've been doing this a long time. And I really do believe if you'll use them one time, this will be the company that you'll never want to replace. And you'll say, well, we don't have to worry about who to call anymore. We know who to call. Matheny Heating and Cooling. MatheneyHeatingandCooling.com. All right. I heard this statistic this morning, this fact this morning, on a news network. What do you think is the biggest sporting event of the year in terms of people who attend it? Every year, the single, far and away, the single biggest sporting event.
Oh,
it's probably going to, yeah, be something we're not going to think of.
No, I think it's going to be soccer. Something soccer-wise.
It's here? Not. No.
And I guess it would be in this country.
Indy 500?
It is the Indy 500.
Like 300,000 people?
350, very good. 350,000 people. Now, how can you possibly see what's going on if you're
know.
In a crowd that big?
I have friends that go there every single year.
It's a ritual. It's like a big deal.
Oh, yeah.
And it's not the race. It's the people around it and the camping and the tailgating.
And the partying and everything. Yeah. Yeah.
You got it, Peon. You win the prize. I don't know what the prize is, but you win it. All right, so a couple of things have happened to me that are good things recently in terms of it's a throwback to when I was a kid. I had not had a Tootsie Roll Pop for, I don't know, 10, 15 years. And then my grandson likes Tootsie Roll Pops, so I had one. And now I got a drawer full of cherry orange Tootsie Roll Pops. And here's the other thing that happened, and I don't know why. It wasn't my grandson, it was my wife. My wife bought a couple of bags of double bubble gum. And we start chewing bubble gum and blowing bubbles and snapping gum. And it's sort of like I just discovered it again. But it gets better. The problem with double bubble is it loses its flavor pretty quickly. You know how that goes. Man, it's a great taste. And then 5 minutes later, it's flat. Hubba Bubba tape. It's like a roll of electrical tape. And I was in the store, and they didn't have double bubble. I said, give me that Hubba Bubba. That's my new gum now. Hubba Bubba bubble gum. Bubbles are bigger. It's just better bubble gum. So there you go. You don't get a bubble gum tip from the other talk station.
Nope.
They're not going to help you with that.
Bubble gum.
Is that their jingle?
Yeah.
Folks, we mentioned this earlier, and if you didn't hear it, I feel we have an obligation to warn you. There is a guy named Timothy Halloran. And granted, he's kind of a nut job. He is a he's an astrologist. He runs a YouTube astrology channel called the Rasa Lila Healing YouTube Astrology Channel. He says that because tonight is the first full moon at summer solstice in 70 years, all kinds of weird stuff is going to happen. Here are the words he uses. Madness, hallucinations, delusions of grandeur, increased energy, and essentially just people going insane tonight. He says this is the first time the full moon, known as the strawberry moon, has coincided with a solstice in 70 years. This is frightening to me.
Oh, yeah. I'm staying in.
I'm locking my doors. Lock your doors.
Too.
He says that coinciding with this event, we have a full moon, and this is the important part, at the final degree of Sagittarius square to Chiron.
Ugh.
Okay? That says it all to me.
I had no idea.
No, I wasn't frightened until I heard that.
Yeah.
That does it. I'm locking my
throw that Chiron in there. man.
Final degree of Sagittarius square to Chiron. I can't be good. There's a pet cemetery in Delaware. It's owned by the SPCA. That's the oldest animal welfare organization in the state. And they once handled dog control for three counties. They have this land, and they're having financial difficulties. And if I read this right, they sold it to a developer, but there are people's pets buried there, like 1,000 animals. And some of the pet owners are upset, so they're being given an opportunity to dig up the remains of their pets.
Really?
Oh, my goodness.
It's kind of like the movie Poltergeist when they...
See, I never saw that movie. I told you that.
Oh, yeah.
Never did see it.
Oh, they developed homes over a graveyard, and they only moved the tombstones.
And some of these have tombstones, so they're going to owners have to move the tombstone, and some are going to dig up. You know what? I love dogs. I do. I'm a dog lover. I can't even imagine ever caring or wanting to dig up the bones of a dog. We had a dog cremated. We actually did that. I didn't. My wife did, and my daughter. And that box of ashes is somewhere in our house. I don't know where they are now, but well, we did that. But I can't see digging up an animal's bones. And then we get this story. Another one of these, I don't know, what do you call this guy? Loser is not enough. Monster, sicko. This is the guy in Pennsylvania, 51. You see the picture of this guy?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. Sometimes you look at a picture and you just, Peon and I have said this before, guilty. You
psycho.
Just look at the picture and you just go, guilty.
Yeah.
Just from looking at him. 12 girls found in his house in Pennsylvania, suburb of Philadelphia, from 6 months old to 18 years old. And apparently, he has had two kids by the 18-year-old. So three of the girls, of the kids, are the 18-year-old and a 3-year-old and a 6-year-old that she gave birth to. And he's this monster is the dad. And here's how the 18-year-old came to live with him. Her parents, about 4 years ago, said Lee Kaplan, this is the weirdo's name, Lee Kaplan, helped them out of some financial difficulty, and they were going to lose their property. So he helped them out, and for that, they gifted him, that's what they call it, gifted him their daughter. Here, we don't know how to thank you. Here's our 14-year-old daughter. Oh, my good! These people.
They need to be arrested, too.
They're some kind of, like, Amish or something. I don't know what they are. But they said they did their research, and there's no law, according to this couple, there's no law against giving your teenage daughter to someone as a gift.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness.
There's never needed to be a law before because nobody ever
did it.
Yeah.
Stupid.
I don't know how a guy goes this far before he's put in prison. There's a guy down in Houston. He's been convicted of drunk driving 9 times. 9 times. And he's just now been sentenced to life in prison. Pleaded guilty to driving drunk last year, May of 2015. Was arrested after he fled on foot after a wreck. Ran into a store, begged the clerks not to turn him in. He's already served 4 prison terms. He's been to prison 4 times for alcohol-related conviction. He keeps getting out and getting drunk and driving again. I think, yeah, after 9, it's long overdue for this guy to go to prison. And then we sometimes make reference to people who pull the "don't you know who I am" thing. And right then, you can't stand the person that does that. "Don't you know who I am?" Check this out. I maintain that most people have no idea who Jonathan Scott is. Jonathan Scott is one of the Property Brothers, and I bet most people don't even know what that is. It's an HGTV show. My wife watches it. It's these twin brothers, and they take old places and fix them up and make them new again. And they're called the Property Brothers.
I don't know who he is. I don't even know that show.
So he's in a bar up in Fargo, North Dakota, about closing time. And he's had too much to drink, and they want him out of there. And so the bar, somebody at the bar tells him it's time to go. And he says, do you know who I am? Now, if you're John Scott, the answer is probably no. I can't believe this guy thinks that everybody's supposed to know who he is. My goodness, there can't be one out of 100 people know who this guy is. I mean, I don't know. Dan, you probably, it makes sense if you do it. Like, you get stopped. Johan,
yeah.
Dan Stratton.
Yes.
Yeah. Everybody, once you say your name, oh, my goodness, Large Morning Show. That's one thing.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm one of the Property Brothers. Yeah, good luck with that.
I have a brick at the stadium down outside gate
That's
one
right,
to prove
you do,
it.
With your name on it. That's right. Ladies, yeah. Get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
Guy wakes up, and he's in a really good mood when he wakes up because today's his birthday. He gets dressed, hops in the car, goes to McDonald's, has some breakfast, orders at the counter. They give him the food. He goes, he says, I'm treating myself to an extra McGriddle today. Today is my birthday. And the girl behind the counter says, well, happy birthday. You mind if I ask how old you are? I said, 33. I'm 33 years old today. So he has his breakfast, gets up, leaves, goes to the post office. Says, hey, I got a post office box here, and I just emptied it, got my mail. Just wondered if there's anything that maybe didn't fit in the box, like a present or something, because today is my birthday. They said, no, you got it all. You got all your mail. By the way, happy birthday. How old are you today? He said, 33. I'm 33 years old today. Hops back in the car and goes to work. Gets ready to leave work, and his car won't start. He's got an older car, and it won't start. So he has to take the bus. He gets on the bus, whistling, still in a good mood. It's his birthday, and there's an old lady on the bus. She says, you seem to be in a good mood. He goes, well, I am in a good mood. It's my birthday today.
I'll bet I can tell you exactly how old you are today. Exactly.
He says, yeah? Am I looking at me?
She goes, no. I have a special technique I use. If you'll let me hold your testicles for just a couple of minutes. Just hold them, squeeze them lightly. I'll tell you your age.
He goes, that's ridiculous.
Well, you may say that, but I guarantee you I'll get it right.
Now he's curious. He goes, no, he looks around. It's a crowded bus. Nobody's watching. So he's okay. He does his belt buckle, and she puts her old, wrinkledy old hand down his pants and caresses his testicles.
Let me see here.
And she takes her time, kind of fondling. He goes, come on, you said you could do this.
Just a minute.
She caresses some more, lightly squeezes.
You're 33 years old today.
He goes, now how'd you do that? She says,
I'm standing behind you in the post office.
All right, let's see how traffic's moving along right now. Here's Frank Ladd.
Well, Dan, we got an accident up in North County, eastbound on Highway 270 near Lindbergh. It's blocking the two left lanes. Just the far right lane is getting by. That has you backed up to almost St. Charles Rock Road, northbound on Highway 270 this afternoon. You're going to start hitting traffic westbound on Highway 64 this afternoon between Grand and looks like Big Bend. West of there, pretty decent run headed out towards McKnight and Lindbergh. Southbound 170, still seeing volume now between Ladue and Highway 64. Westbound 44, seeing delays now between Grand and the road work near Hampton. Eastbound on Highway 64 this afternoon, headed towards downtown St. Louis. It's going to be heavy between Grand and the Poplar Street Bridge. Southbound on Highway 270, still seeing volume between Olive and Doherty Ferry. Westbound 44, the ramp to Highway 270 south. Got an incident over on the right shoulder there. Seeing heavy volume now westbound on 44, ramping on to southbound 270 from about Lindbergh. This update is brought to you by Advance Auto Parts. Advance Auto Parts present Speed Perks Rewards Program. Spend $100 and get $20 off your next qualified purchase. No cards, no points, no nonsense. I'm Frank Ladd in the Vinson Mortgage Traffic Center.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vinson Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 225095. Football.
To some, it's more important than life itself.
To me, being perfect is not about that scoreboard out there. It's not about winning. It's about you and your relationship to yourself and your family and your friends.
It's almost like a religion.
Being perfect is about being able to look your friends in the eye and know that you didn't let them down because you told them the truth. And that truth is that you did everything that you could. There wasn't one more thing that you could have done.
If you thought football has left town, think again. Mizzou football is here. Get every pass, every play right here on KTRS. We are Mizzou.
Legendary broadcaster Mike Shannon and Eddie Scholler, owner of the world-famous Fast Eddie's Bon Air.
You know, Mr. Shannon, if this were the 80s, I would be thinking that you're a totally awesome dude.
An awesome dude?
Yeah, you're like totally tubular, Mr. Shannon.
I think you finally lost it, big boy.
No, Mr. Shannon, I'm just feeling nostalgic about the 1980s.
The 80s? Why the 80s, Eddie?
Well, we got our start over at Fast Eddie's in the early 80s, and we think it's pretty rad, Mr. Shannon.
Now, don't have a cow, Eddie, because Fast Eddie's has been pouring the coldest beer in town since Big Hair was in fashion.
Oh, that's excellent, Mr. Shannon.
You know, you've been serving the cheapest and tastiest eats since before the heat was on in 82.
Sure have. That's cool beans, Mr. Shannon.
Well, folks have been chilling out on your huge outdoor patio enjoying killer tunes from the best live bands in town.
That's gnarly, Mr. Shannon.
As long as you're 21 and in the mood, it's never a bummer at Fast Eddie's Bon Air. For directions, go to FastEddie'sBonAir.com.
Never paint again. Seriously, who wants to paint anyways? Rhino Shield would love to paint your home, business, or church for the last time. You know, when it's not raining. Water and sun are the two most damaging villains against your home's defense for chipping, cracking, peeling, and rot. Our permanent ceramic coating locks out 100% of the moisture, 90% of the sun's UV rays, and we back it up with a 25-year transferable warranty. A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. See why we are rapidly becoming your neighbor's go-to solution for cracks, splits, nail pops, and just bad color schemes. Now's the time to be smart to save time and money. Call 877-25-RHINO, 877-25-RHINO, or 877-25-RHINO.com. See what we did there? Genius.
No paint, don't rhino, go Rhino Shield. Never paint your house again, Rhino Shield.
Hi, Frank Blair from Schnars Hardware here. And I would like to talk to you about...
Excuse me.
Yes.
I just moved into a new house, and I really need to update my door locks and knobs. Can you help me?
We sure can. Here at Schnars Hardware, we have over 200 decorative hardware items on display, ready for you to order.
Awesome.
We order direct from quality companies such as Baldwin, Rocky Mountain Hardware, and MTech. When your order arrives, we may be able to match them to your current key. Do you have one that you would like to use?
Well, I have this one for the back door, the one for the side door, one for the garage, one for the shed, and... Oh, here they are. These two go to the front door.
Since you are replacing all of your locks, would you like us to key them alike so that you only need one key to open all the doors to your home?
Yes, please. Oh, and you were... clearly recording a commercial before I interrupted, so I'll let you get back to that.
Oh, that's okay. So come by Schnars and let us help you eliminate that janitor jingle from your key ring. Schnars Hardware, where we don't charge for the popcorn or the advice. For location, hours, or to shop online, go to schnars.com.
Hey, I'm Paul, the guy who used to ask if you could hear me now on Verizon. Not anymore. I switched to Sprint. Yeah, you heard that right. I switched to Sprint. It's 2016, folks, and every network is great. In fact, Sprint's reliability is now within 1% of Verizon's. 1%! But Sprint is saving you 50% on most Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile rate plans. That's right. A great network, half the rate. I switched, and millions more have too. Can you hear that? Don't let a 1% difference cost you twice as much. Visit a Sprint store, sprint.com/network, or call 800-SPRINT-1 today.
Reliability claim based on third-party drive test average savings until 5/31/18 after pay full amount subject to $30 activation fee, credit, and valid port, and applies to Verizon plan 1/3/6/12/18/20/25/30/40/50 gigabytes. AT&T mobile share value 300 megabytes and 2/5/15/20/25/30/40/50 gigabytes. T-Mobile simple choice 2/6/10 gigabytes. Carrier features differ. Plans exclude unlimited music and video streaming, data carryover, tethering, and cloud options that other carrier plans may offer. See website for eligible plans. Limited time offer. Must choose from porting carrier rates. Offer coverage not everywhere or for all phones. Restrictions apply.
For over
over 30 years, Stefanina's has been serving delicious original family recipes brought from Sicily to America by founder Stefanina herself. Outstanding food, large portions, low prices, and great service in a family atmosphere has made Stefanina's one of the area's finest Italian restaurants. With four locations in St. Charles County and one in Chesterfield, Stefanina's is a place to go for everything from pizza and pasta to steak and seafood dinners that the entire family can enjoy. And now you can save even more with their daily specials. Call ahead or order online at stephspizza.com or dine in. But don't miss these savings.
Hey, pizza lovers, it's Monday. That means you can enjoy a large 16-inch pizza for the price of a small at Stefanina's. Call your local Stefanina's or Stefanina's Express location or order online at stephspizza.com. A delicious large pizza for the price of a small every Monday at Stefanina's.
This is Whitey Herzog with Holper's Pests and Animal Solutions with my good friend Jeff Holper. I've known Jeff for 25 years, and I want to tell you, he's the greatest bull hunter I've ever known. He's taken my yard with all the pests around my swimming pool, and I've never had a problem. So if you have a problem, call Holper's at 314-544-7378. That's 314-544-PEST.
Find your creativity and let your ingenuity fly with a visit to Schaefer's Hobby Shop. For over 70 years, hobby and craft enthusiasts have made Schaefer's the source of their hobby and craft materials. From beads and jewelry to model rockets, railroads, and remote control toys, Schaefer's is the ultimate store for the entire family. One visit to Schaefer's Hobby Shop on Gravois near Lindbergh can be the beginning of a lifetime of creativity. Online at schaefershobby.com. Again, that's schaefershobby.com.
My name is Bobby. I'm a veteran and lost my leg to a roadside bomb. My victory was going from a wheelchair to becoming a weightlifting champion.
I'm Sam. I'm a veteran. My victory was finding a career that I could be proud of.
At DAV, we're on a mission, helping veterans of all generations get the benefits they've earned.
I'm Cece. My victory was finishing my education.
When America's veterans win, we all win. Help us support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Weekday mornings at 6:35, Scott Crothers from Stifel Nicolaus with insights on the markets and investing. And for your own personal financial review, call him at 314-292-6201 and listen weekday mornings at 6:35 here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Looking for a summer getaway? Consider a weekend escape to historic St. Genevieve, Missouri's first settlement, offering historic home tours, cozy bed and breakfast inns, wineries, shopping, and award-winning restaurants. Details online at visitstegen.com.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Bottle of wine, fruit of the bar. When you gonna let me get
it? Might want to have that wine a little bit chilled today. It's 123 degrees. At least that's what they said on the National Weather. Where this man lives, his name is Mike Evans. He's brought to you by Any Guns Restaurant. And the Smokehouse Market, which is right next door. They're both on the east end of everything in Chesterfield Valley. And there's a reason they sell thousands of gift cards every year. Because people love them. It's a great gift that everybody will want, everybody will use. Any Guns and the Smokehouse present. Yeah, he was probably either in the pool or was in the pool, and I hope he dumped a bunch of ice in it. Mike Evans, everybody.
Hey, I have a question for both of you guys, and Mike being where it's like 123 or something like that. Is it true that a jet plane was unable to take off from Phoenix or somewhere where it was over 120 because of
unable to land? It flew from Houston to Phoenix, and they were a couple minutes away from the Phoenix airport, and they made them turn around and go back to Houston
because it was too hot.
But it turns out later they found out United Airlines needed the crew back to fly to Tulsa.
It's easier for a plane to fly in hot air than cold air.
Oh, no, that's not true.
No.
Not true?
That is absolutely not true. And landing would not have been an issue. Takeoff would be an issue in the heat.
I think they used the heat as an excuse, but they needed the crew back in Houston to fly to Tulsa. Yeah,
planes like cold air, if it's hot like it is out where Mike is, it takes a lot more runway because the air is not as dense. It's planes don't like that kind of heat. If you eat up lots of runway, so
you would think that if it was colder, the air would be thinner, and therefore the plane would take longer to stop on a runway.
No, it's not about stopping. It's about lift. Planes take off much quicker with shorter runway when it's cool than they do when it's hot. It's just the way it is.
Okay.
So is the wine chilled today?
No.
No?
But I've been in the house all day after I played golf this morning.
Well, I hope you played early.
Yeah, it was still 108 when I got off the golf course.
Man.
That's nothing.
And it's cooled down. It's only 120 right now.
Oh, man. Wow. Yeah, okay. Well, I'm sorry. We thought it was 123.
Heck. No. I think it was earlier.
Yeah. Hmm. What's going on?
But, you know, when I talk to you in the winter and it's 10 below and snow and freezing and winds.
And it's 80 there, yeah.
And you're not going to go outside when it's like that and cold.
No, I'll take heat over cold any day.
Name the name of the singing star who has really been happy with her new hobby. It's horses. Takes riding lessons, and she'd like to compete someday. But she says she just likes having being around horses. Selena Gomez.
Mm.
Pink.
Yeah.
Lady De Gaga.
No.
Carrie Underwood.
Yeah.
There's some serious problems facing the Rio Olympics, just 50 days away. Brazil now says that they're broke and they cannot fully assist the Olympics with security, transportation, and emergency health problems.
This is unbelievable.
It's a disaster.
And I saw it today. The hospital they were going to recommend most tourists go to if they have an issue, a bunch of armed men broke in and shot somebody, killed him to get a criminal out of the hospital because he was...
I actually hear there's a possibility that there might not be an Olympics.
Yeah.
I mean, this is ridiculous.
Well, now the Russians... the Russian track team?
They're not going. They can't go.
Yeah, they can't. Yeah.
It's a mess. Some facilities aren't ready, and they forgot one thing. They're saying now. They forgot to build parking.
Oh, well, yeah. That's kind of important.
Now,
oh, man.
Such a beautiful Father's Day love story.
All right, let's have it.
O.J. Simpson wants Khloe Kardashian to visit him at the Lovelock Correctional Center in Nevada and take a DNA test to see if he really is the biological father, which he believes he is.
Oh, I hope so.
And hopefully he is, and then she can tell her friends, my dad is an armed robber and a multi-murderer.
Yeah.
That is so beautiful
what
for her.
What a great thing to be able to tell.
That's so nice. She can tell her children and grandchildren about that.
Yeah.
Lindsay Lohan has a billionaire boyfriend. Are on their way around a world trip to celebrate their engagement using their dad's new Gulfstream, and don't have to worry about lodging because they own places all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll be all right.
Yeah.
Father's Day note, according to Redbox Movie Rentals, the five most rented movies on Father's Day were Goldfinger, Godfather, Butch Cassidy, the Sundance Kid.
Goldfinger surprises.
And Father of the Bride.
That one doesn't. That's a good one.
Al Gore's come out again and again said that he is not going to support Hillary Clinton.
Well, he said it to us this morning. We had him on the air.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I said, Al, you going to support Hillary? Here's what he said.
I don't think I'm going to. Heck no. This is crazy.
Yeah.
There it is right there. I'll do it.
Well, that just confirmed the story.
True.
I invented
Once
the
again,
internet.
Mike is right.
I know it. Date in history, June 20th, 1967, Muhammad Ali is sentenced to 5 years in prison, $10,000 fine for draft evasion. He appeals. He wins. All right, we have a little quick game here.
All right.
These are all birthdays. You tell me how old they are.
Okay.
Nicole Kidman.
50.
54.
50. 45.
49.
Ooh,
wow.
Okay. John Goodman.
64.
62.
Oh.
64.
Yeah.
Oh.
Or I win two. I won two. Closest so far.
Lionel Richie.
65.
63.
66.
67.
Oh, I won two by a squeaker.
Wow. Frank Open.
I'm on.
Man.
Last but not least, happy birthday, Brian Wilson.
I'll let you losers go first.
Oh, Brian Wilson.
73.
Wow, 73. I'll go 68.
72.
74.
Whoa,
Peon. He took that one.
Peon stabbed it up, and finally.
Oh.
Star who has a new hobby. It is riding horses, and maybe wants to compete someday. Selena Gomez, Pink, Lady Gaga, Carrie Underwood.
Oh, I'll go Carrie Underwood.
I'll say Pink.
I'll say Gaga because she looks kind of like a horse.
That's real nice.
Or a face. She can have a horse face. A little bit of a horse face.
She does not look like a horse.
A little bit.
Julia Roberts looks like a horse.
A little bit, yeah.
The girl from New York City went to Sacred Hearts High School. Lady the Gaga.
I told you.
Oh. Is Gaga over horses. Gaga. I'm Mark Everglip.
I took it. I took it.
Man, you
all
won.
Of that one little thing that you beat me on there. That was Mike Evans from 123 degree earlier down to 120 now. Southern California, brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. Two fantastic places. Had dinner there one night last week. I got another dinner scheduled. One of our charitable donors next week will be going to dinner with my wife and I, and he will be with his wife. Never met them, but I already know they're generous people. Annie Gunn's in the Smokehouse. Gift cards, always a good idea. Everybody listening has heard the name Window World hundreds of times on this station. Hopefully you've heard it more on this show. And you may not need windows now. You probably at some point will, unless when you had your house built or somebody else built it, they put the best windows in the world in there. Usually that's not the case. They're builder-grade windows. That's not a slam at builders. It's just the truth. Builder-grade, fill-in-the-blank, builder-grade heating and cooling system, builder-grade garage door openers, builder-grade garage doors, builder-grade windows. That's generally what goes in and what has to be replaced. Nobody installs more replacement windows than Window World in the United States. 6 years in a row now, they've sold over 1 million windows each year across the nation. Good Housekeeping Seal of Approval, only two windows have that. And over 48,000 homes in the St. Louis area have Window World windows. $189. Any size white vinyl double hung windows, $189, whether you buy one or you buy 50. Window World, 314-993-1800. Let's do that again, 314-993-1800 or windowworldstlouis.com.
And it's time for a final check on traffic this afternoon with Frank Ladd.
Oh, we're still seeing delays up in North County. They're still working with this accident eastbound on Highway 270 at Lindbergh. At last check, the two left lanes were blocked. Looks like, still just the two left lanes blocked, only the right lane getting by at Lindbergh. That has you backed up from just north of Highway 70 near the St. Charles Rock Road exit all the way up and around the bend. Of course, westbound drivers slowing for a brief look as well. Eastbound on Highway 64 headed towards downtown St. Louis, still seeing delays from about Union Station towards the Poplar in Pockets. Westbound on 64 just east of King's Highway out towards Skinker, seeing delays there as well. Southbound 170 continues to thin out, mainly heavy in that left lane from Clayton Road down through Highway 64. Still seeing some volume on southbound 270 between Manchester and Doherty Ferry, as well as delays westbound on 44 approaching the roadwork zone from west of Grand out through Hampton, and then approaching Highway 270 and ramping onto southbound Highway 270. This update brought to you by Account Temps. Do you prefer the same accounting and finance professionals for long-term or recurring projects? Account Temps Salary Professional Service may be the solution. Visit AccountTemps.com. Account Temps, a Robert Half company. Frank Ladd in the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 225095. Are you planning your vacation? Why not take McGraw and Kelly Jackson with you?
Wait a minute. Business class? I'm sorry, I only fly first class.
No!
Yeah, thanks for the invite, but my hotel room must have a mini bar.
No! No, we mean take KTRS with you on your vacation via the KTRS app.
Oh, wait a minute. You mean I wasn't invited on your vacation?
Just go to your app store, search KTRS, download the app, and listen to the Big 550 with crystal clarity wherever you go. And it's absolutely free. Get it now and tap the app to get the Big 550, no matter where in the world you are.
Do you prefer the same accounting and finance professionals for long-term or recurring projects? Account Temps Salary Professional Service may be the solution. Visit AccountTemps.com. Account Temps, a Robert Half company.
All right.
know the drill. You encounter a police officer, thank him or her for what they do. Thank you for being with us. We'll see you tomorrow. Have a great Monday evening, everybody.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks have asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Nick.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear? Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for tonight. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
Thanks for calling.
Hi, Dan.
All right, Dan.
Bye, y'all.
Fox 2 News at 6 on KTRS St. Louis.
You can count on. This is Fox 2 News at 6.
A 3-year-old boy clings to life after being shot in what appears to be a road rage incident. What police are saying about this disturbing crime.
Newly released surveillance video shows a St. Louis police officer shooting and killing a robbery suspect. Why the circuit attorney says she won't file charges.
What the major case squad said led to a deadly shooting in Overland.
And how a routine traffic stop ended with two meth suspects in custody.
First on Fox 2 News at 6, St. Louis police have two suspects under arrest for allegedly shooting a 3-year-old boy in the head Saturday night in what may have been a case of road rage.
Fox 2's Paul Shankman is live at police headquarters downtown with more on the story and the child's condition. Paul?
Yeah, it is certainly good news, of course, that those two suspects are under arrest, but it is good news tinged with sadness.